nothing that interesting. Just news regarding Batman, Green Lantern Corps, Shazam, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, new Justice League Image today on DC Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
Shazam on three. One, two, three, Shazam! Yes! How are we doing?
We're newsful!
Welcome, 2017 DC Movie News. We're back again. Guess what, folks? There's news regarding DC movies.
Hey, hey.
And that is why we are here with you today.
It's very true.
To bring you the news. So happy to be here. I'm Adam Gertler, and today I am happy enough to be flanked by two lovely fans of the DC Universe. The lovely Elena Jordan returning.
Hi, guys.
In her Joker
garb. I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to have you.
And the return. I'm going to do intros really up front, and then we're going to talk.
Okay.
New style. Already interrupted it. The crown jewel of the DC movie news world, Roxy Stryer.
Hello, hello. Welcome to 2017.
Her 2017 debut. Ladies, how are
you? Sorry, I missed that last week. You guys did a great job, though. Fun
Thank
to have
you.
A fan on.
Yes, it
or
was
a friend.
Great.
Fan's a weird word.
Yeah, no, it was a friend.
A friend.
Definitely. Elena, how are you? How's your new year?
I'm doing great. Had a really good new year. I'm excited to be back here. Got to go home for the holidays for a little bit, so how about you guys?
That's very exciting. Yeah, New Year's been great. I've actually, you know, my New Year pledge was to be more aggressive, and, like, it's been aggressive. I got to do this thing with Regis Philbin this week. We got to feed the Foo Fighters yesterday.
That's
or two
awesome.
Days ago, KLOS. Yes, it was so cool.
But just in life, be more aggressive. Your career, to people.
It's
like
I know. Like, you know, a lot of people said that it was a shitty resolution to say be aggressive because it's not general. But
you're giving the best,
I have
the best,
to ask myself every week, every day. Like, what did you do that was aggressive today? Like, stop being so passive. You know what I mean? So, first couple of weeks, real good so far. And then even DC Movie News was like, we're going to be aggressive in early, you know, in January too. We're going to give you news so you guys can talk about it.
This is an incredibly aggressive week because we are talking about all of the different films. There was news in almost every single film that we have going on. So that's pretty crazy.
I just got to tell you, anybody that heard the show last week, now listen, we're going to talk about a lot of different perspectives you might have on how the news comes about. But we did say, when Mike and I were here last week, like, we just hope that Warner Brothers and everybody just kind of gets everything together, and then the next week, like, literally this kind of, like, the way the news has been rolling out just in the past couple of days, starting Sunday, is like, wow!
They heard you.
All of our holiday presents late.
What? There's, like, a clear narrative. It just sounds confident. I mean, listen, us haters, who aren't really haters, but lovers in wait, I mean, this is the prayer.
I like that.
We're not haters. I don't enjoy hate. I want good news. But like, when stuff drives me crazy, I gotta say it drives me crazy, you know?
I get impatient.
We get impatient, sure.
It was
kind of
hot in here?
It's getting hot. I'm just getting excited.
So
right
take
now.
Off all your clothes?
Oh,
you're,
my God.
You're taking it literally?
Roxy, talk about stuff while I try to get myself out.
Oh, no. I think we should just observe. And actually, I think this is a new Batman shirt, too, so you really
like
should be
this.
Showing it off. Oh, you got to use the feet. Yeah,
there you go.
Should he be Hal Jordan himself?
Yeah.
Yes, he should. Brilliant work,
we're
sir.
We're fine. Smooth. That's like, I learned that in the theater. It's quick changes.
Like,
you know,
Bond.
Sometimes you have to.
Oh, that's what they taught you.
Yeah,
that's how they do it so fast.
I had to get
now
in and
I understand.
Out. Because when you do ballet or the opera or many things like that, there's many costumes.
I was previously confused, but now we're on the same page.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, Superman has the booth. You can kind of hide. You gotta.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually what's going on in there. That's why they don't show it.
Exactly.
Ladies. Oh, and now I have the honor of watching it back on our replay. It's
okay.
Good.
Oh, do we have internet in here?
I'm using the, just for you guys at home, because I love you so much, I am using my LTE on my phone to talk to you. The internet is out, but we are in the chat. I will be representing you all.
That's amazing. That's amazing that you're willing to go to those lengths to make it happen.
Thank you so much,
sir. Did you have any welcoming to 2017 thoughts or anything you wanted to put out there before we jump into the news?
No, I'm
okay.
No, I don't. Great. Anyway.
It'll naturally come out. You were at CES. That was cool.
I was. I had a great time. The holidays are nice. 2017, time to kick some ass. I'm with you on the aggressive front. Yeah.
Johnny still away. He'll be back next week.
We could talk about that.
And then Mike Kalinowski.
Hey, we have a picture of him with pink lips.
We have a picture of Mike Kalinowski. We're happy to say that Mikey Christmas is on set shooting a guest star spot for a major, major TV show that
which might even be turning into more. We don't know.
Look at him.
He's so handsome.
Hopefully he doesn't get too big
for us. A huge thing that he's shooting and definitely will be coming out soon. You'll be knowing what it is very shortly. Very shortly.
And the stuff that Johnny LaQuasta was working on, I mean, do you know specifically anything about it? Or I was going to make up some nonsense about how it was too secretive to talk about, but unless you know something legitimate.
He's on a boat?
He's on a boat. He's probably doing comedy. All I can say is if it's Johnny, he's probably doing comedy, and it's probably for some good Nick cause.
Yeah, yeah.
He's doing comedy on a boat.
Something,
we'll go with
that. Always something to do with the troops or blood, and always doing good for the world, and something on sea this time. I'm blonde. That happened.
You're very blonde.
Yeah.
Very blonde.
That's something that took
place. Have you been having more fun?
I believe so, but I have been making some silly comments. So
I feel like it's Adam's Angels. I feel like the Charlie. What do you think, Zach L? What do you think about this all blonde DC female panel?
I mean, am I going to be the one to complain? No.
That is Zach L in the booth. We just got word that this will be Zach L's last time in the booth, so hopefully we'll be hearing from you throughout the show. Chime in. Yeah. Let it rip, shall we?
I'm vanishing like my crystal power ran out.
Oh, well, that's
not only shall we, but we need to.
Okay,
we must.
Yeah. So big news today. Yeah, we were going to open talking about something else, but then we got a couple of great announcements regarding the Green Lantern Corps film, which we haven't really gotten any official word in a while. And today we had two writers announced, and we know.
Who the characters are!
This is major, major, major news. So I've been in the camp of wanting to see, Jon Stewart and Guy Gardner. I know Mikey Christmas is all Hal Jordan. We've been talking Lethal Weapon in space for a long time on this show.
I feel like literally a year we've been fighting about Guy Gardner, Hal Jordan, which one, what's going to be, how many could there possibly be, what are we doing with the Corps, and finally we have it! And Mikey's not even here to be as excited about it as he would be.
I'm sure he will
I'll channel my inner Mikey Christmas.
Yeah, so ladies, what is your reaction to this? First let's talk about...
The characters?
The characters, and then we'll talk about the writers.
Okay, Elena, how are you feeling?
I am ecstatic. I think just having this dynamic, the two, and kind of doing this, I mean, the whole Lethal Weapon in space, like... It's exactly what everybody has been kind of asking for a while, and it's kind of cool having what I think is now them showing that they've been listening to the fans a little bit. And since
and I think it's different than being reactionary, as they've been accused of before. Like, this is more just like, no, we're all saying that because it makes so much sense.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know how that plays out, but just the idea of, like, two great lead characters in a dynamic that's fun, engaging, but in a completely tripped-out space setting.
It was kind of exactly what I think we were all hoping for, minus the Guy Gardner part. I'm very sorry for your loss.
You know what? I'm totally happy with Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart. I think it makes total sense, and I think it satisfies all camps.
Yeah.
Maybe some people might be upset that one of them is not, a female Lantern.
I have seen some people upset with
that. I'm sure. Listen.
I've seen people upset with all different things, that there isn't a female Lantern, that there isn't an Asian Lantern.
But people
in
are going to be upset about something regardless. But, so for me, it's all about the story. And if you have a dynamic that's going to work really well on film, I think don't force something just to have more diverse casting. If this is a story that is going to make sense, yes, we can have other Lanterns in other films later, but don't force casting and characters just to say that you did it.
Exactly. And we've talked about this before, but there's always room to grow. If you have a strong first movie, guess what? Usually you get a sequel. Now, what do you do in a sequel to a Jon Stewart, Hal Jordan movie? You probably add another Lantern.
Well, here's how you might even get around that before a sequel. The movie's called what?
Green Lantern Corps.
Not Corps. No, it's called Green Lantern Corps. So even though those are our Earth Lanterns, there could be many female alien lanterns. It's going to focus on Oa. It's going to focus on the core. I'm excited to see if we're going to get an introduction in Justice League. I kind of feel like we are in some way.
Definitely.
Kind of hope it's not the Earth Lanterns for some reason, though. Like,
why?
I don't know. I just think it would be a cool way to introduce the Green Lanterns without, you know, maybe Avin Sur getting killed there. I mean, although that was like my favorite part of the, and you know, the Ryan Reynolds one, like that, I thought they did great. Like, he looked amazing. The rig transfer was amazing. Like, it's starting, you know.
Do you think that bad taste in people's mouths is finally starting to fade? And especially with this announcement, do you think people are forgetting about the Ryan Reynolds movie?
Yeah, I think so, you know. I think so, and like a lot of it is because what Ryan Reynolds has really done for everybody this year, like the whole Deadpool thing is like, now with these nominations and everything, it's like, this guy got, listen, no, you know, not feeling sorry for Ryan Reynolds, like looking, you know, how he looks and how wealthy he is, but he has gotten his butt kicked a lot over the years too for things that were not successful. That's you got to give that
I
guy credit.
I loved the little reference though, still in Deadpool about the suit. Like, it's just great because.
But even in the press, he's not negative about the Green Lantern experience. Like, he talks about what he thinks worked and what didn't. He's very diplomatic about
it. Because a lot of the kind of discontent with it were things that were out of his control. It was a lot of things about like the costume and things that aren't going to be replicated in these new movies, obviously. So I think that's part of why people are now more excited and a little bit able to let go of previous preconceived notion.
Yeah.
In the chat, from Future Trunks, Unite the Seven, or Unite Eight now with two lanterns?
Yeah, you know, when they put out the Unite the Seven, I don't know that there's two, you know, I think things were in a different state then, but that's interesting.
You think they didn't know? Oh, go ahead, Zach.
No,
I was just going to ask if this means the lanterns are coming by sea.
Yes, the lanterns.
One if by land.
Now, in addition, what really makes this real is the fact that we have screenwriters. Now, I would like to know what the chat room thinks about the fact that one of these is a serious veteran of DC films.
And one of them is a serious
serious rookie. So Justin Rhodes is going to be co-writing the script with David Goyer, which, I mean, I don't know what the relationship, but maybe it's like this idea where it's like, hey, Justin, you're the kid, you did the legwork, and I'm gonna chime in on it.
Do you think that's what it is?
I don't know. Maybe this Justin Rhodes person has a good take.
Do you
maybe
know?
Maybe that's why he's involved in
do
it.
Do you know his films? They listed like three of his films.
Unmanned, Grassroots, and Contract Killers. I don't know any of those.
I don't know any of them, which doesn't mean he's not phenomenal. He very well might be phenomenal. I have no idea.
They have somebody who's very experienced with this genre and somebody who's not, because then you're getting fresh perspective. So, you know, if it was two people from the exact same background, you're not going to get the input that sometimes makes you break out of your box to try something different that might work out.
And you have to admit that, you know, Goyer's work is mixed, but I mean, like, he co-wrote Batman Begins, which is one of my freaking all-time favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and that movie has aged so well to the point where, like, it is one of those things where if it's on, like, it was just on AMC the other day. Like, I do movies on FX. Like, you know, it's like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I couldn't change the channel. Because Batman Begins is this, like, awesome thing that I just absolutely love. Scenes with Morgan Freeman. Scenes with Liam Neeson. Scenes, like, with a kid and a dad.
But
like
that was a while ago.
Yes.
Do you think that it's interesting that they're having Goyer work on a project now after the most recent Suicide Squad critical flop?
Well, okay, so
but
he
not
also,
monetary flop.
He also worked on Man of Steel.
Yes.
Also pretty much wrote Man of Steel. And then wrote a lot of Batman v Superman, but then we know Terrio is brought in on Superman, so we never really know what happened there. Listen, the guy is super experienced. He's also had his own TV show. Like, he, you know, listen, I'm going to take this as a positive that he's involved with this other person. I'm trying to be positive and think that they have a take. They have a way that they're going to approach it, and that's what we're going to get from this.
Okay. What are you feeling, Elena, about Goyer being involved in this? Because most of the internet is kind of surprised from what I've found.
I mean, it's somewhat surprising, but not really when you think about it. I mean, just because it is somebody who has such a background with DC, and it makes sense that they, especially with a lot of reboots and things, kind of with Star Wars and different things, kind of having the fan film aspect of it, having somebody who's really grounded.
So is it a safe
choice? And then bring in, well, I don't know if it's necessarily a safe, well, Somewhat, but having two different people from two different backgrounds and having them work together, I think is going to be what is... I think that's going to deliver something great so that it doesn't have Goyer just doing something there, kind of stagnant.
There is safety in it, and I will tell you, just by getting a little sample of our chat roll, people are definitely choosing to be optimistic about it because they're like, hey, we love this, we love this. Let's focus on the things we love from the guy. He's been a DC guy for a long time. He knows the world. He's, you know, he's been in the Nolanverse and the Snyderverse. And
I agree.
And moving on, and we don't know how involved Snyder will be past Justice League, so it's like he's kind of, you know, the remnant of that in
and
a way.
I'm also all about new blood. And I do like Goyer, but I don't want it to be what you said, Adam, initially, which is, kid, you do all the work. I sign my name at the bottom. I really hope it's a collaborative effort.
Chatroll says that the story was conceived by Goyer and Jeff Johns, and then this other guy, Rhodes, is going to be doing maybe like, you know, helping to organize, fleshing, you know, fleshing it out. Yeah, because it's a lot of work.
I'm in on that.
So it sounds good. I think this is a great day for Green Lantern. Let's also talk some other script news about Batman. So this is something that has been going on for a long time. There are those of you who are very loyal. I'll say, like, the Mikey Christmas side, who everyone was just like, hey, leave Affleck alone. Everything's fine. Stay back. And then there's more paranoid fans like myself who are like, yo, this is not... The way that they're both publicly talking is not cool. Something is not right. And I took the side that, like, Affleck is saying this because he needs to establish position in a public eye against Warner Brothers. Basically, the way I perceived it was to say, listen... We're going to make the movie when the movie's ready, but I'm not going to make the movie according to a deadline.
No matter what camp you were in, they clearly weren't in one camp. They weren't on the same page. So I was definitely with you, but also with Mike saying, you know, back off Ben Affleck for a second. We don't want another sad Batflick, so...
What do you think, Elena? What do you think was going on, and then how do you feel like... Do you feel like there's some... There's like settlement here? Do you think there's a resolve?
I mean, there's obviously a rift between, you know, the studio and Ben Affleck, but I think that it's not necessarily something that is going to result in a bad piece of work. I feel like the fact that Ben Affleck is coming forward and is saying different things, I think, is also kind of highlighting the fact that he's passionate about his work.
He's saying,
I want to make a good movie. That's at the end of the day, that's why we're here. That's why we're buying tickets.
Okay, well, let's go to the most recent thing that Affleck said, and let's hear how over the past weekend, you might perceive the narrative to have shifted. Zach L., do we have that little piece?
And shifted in such an awesome way. This is
I think so.
I love this video.
Just because the fact that Kimmel gets great stuff out of people. You know, like.
I love Jimmy Kimmel, too.
And if he's talking about it on Kimmel, it's established that he's going to talk about it. Like, Kimmel's not going to, like, spring it on him and, like, it was set up.
Well, you always have to do a screener. If you're going on Kimmel, they have to say, like, what do you want to talk about? You never would ask a question and have Ben Affleck be like, I can't talk about that.
Certainly not like this.
Now, I do want to ask you about this, and I'm sure you're sick of hearing about it, but this was released over the weekend.
Great picture.
Wonder Woman,
such
Cyborg,
a good picture.
The Flash,
it's the Justice
Aquaman.
League picture that you was released. If you're listening on iTunes,
was that in the contract?
Yeah, I make that look pretty good. Not bad.
Yeah. Are you going to direct the next?
I'm going to direct the next Batman.
Yes.
So that is a yes. I'm going to direct
that's
it.
That's really frustrating because, like, with Live by Night, it took me a year and a half to write it and get it ready, and I worked really hard, and it's just nobody gave it. No one was like, where's Live by Night?
Right, yeah, right.
What was Batman? They don't know what I keep on getting like, where's the Batman? I'm like, whoa,
you can see in his face. Yeah.
Give me a second.
And
if Casey asks you if he can play Robin, what will your answer be?
I think we could go back to the tape.
We go back to the tape. He better think twice at the Oscars when he gives that speech.
He's got a couple more chances.
Like, his movie's called Live by Night. It opens.
So,
thanks for watching. Speech. If you like that.
So, whatever side of the ball you're on, if you thought there was problems, if you thought it was fine, we're all here now.
So, let's go over the facts. The facts are Ben Affleck will be directing. That was the question. Are you directing? Uh-huh. Yes, he is. His other fact is he's taking his time. He's going to take his time. And now that's what we know.
There we go. I mean, it makes sense that the studio would say we need a deadline. That's what they're looking for.
Uh-huh.
And it would make sense that someone who's trying to create a piece of art is going to say, I will give you it when it is the best.
Age-old struggle.
Because Warner Brothers was very reactionary, as they are, and they're like, no. We need that Batman movie pronto. Okay, like, we know this is only going to last so long. The goodwill is only going to last so long. Yes, the budgets have been good.
The Goodwill Hunting.
The Goodwill Hunting. So they're like, we need this date. This is when we're going to think it's going to be shooting. And then, like, you got this auteur director in Affleck saying, like, can you not talk about when my movie's shooting? It's not ready. Like, yes. You're wrong. And there was discord. And, like, just compared to the way that, like, the other big franchises, I'm talking about you, Star Wars, and you, Marvel, the way that information is disseminated to the public, it's just organized. It's just, there's a way to do it. And that is what there hasn't been. And I really feel like this is the beginning, and this week is like the beginning of maybe a new front and maybe some cohesion.
Maybe. But I also feel bad for him because I do feel like he should be more protected by DC right now. And I don't mean that as an insult to DC. But when you see the color in his face, you see his veins pop out. And just like every good Bostonian says, he's super frustrated right now. He's frustrated.
I'm with Roxy on this one. I think the rift is so strong.
It's not even that I think there's a rift. I think that he's just trying to say, like, have my back, you know, because I'm an artist and I'm a very talented artist and I'm proven. So I wish that DC wouldn't make him come out and say that. I wish that they would come out and say, he is directing this movie, we have full confidence in him, and we're going to give him the time that he needs.
But how much of that frustration, too, was a little bit of him talking about Live by Night versus Batman, him saying, you know, I put all my heart and soul into this and nobody really cares as much as Batman. So maybe that's some of what we're sensing too.
I think not just
directed at DC.
I think that a lot of that was leading up to this, and to this it seemed like this was my statement in the affirmative. Mm-hmm. Because everything up to then has been all these different pieces of information, and it hasn't been conclusive. And this to me was conclusive. He said, yes, I'm directing this. And he made a joke about why it's been cagey. I personally think that what he said there made everything very copacetic publicly.
Me too. I just wish that Warner Brothers
I don't think you're going to find Warner Brothers contradicting him from this point forward, and that's what I would be surprised. So that's why I choose to take this in a positive way.
Yeah.
There's also been news, if you can believe it. Oh, yeah. The other part of that story, which we kind of alluded to, is that the movie's also reportedly delayed, which... makes sense, right? Yeah. I mean, like, that's why I'm saying that there's clearly a compromise. They said, like, behind the lines, the way that I interpreted this whole thing was like, hey, we need more time, we're delaying the movie. Both those stories come out at the same time. Yes, I'm directing the movie. Yes, the movie's delayed.
Yes.
What else do you need to know?
Yep, I'm in.
So, Dwayne Johnson, you know, we talked about last week how Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Henry Cavill, whatever, were having some strong drinks. Big things coming soon. Then we just saw that Dwayne Johnson, now again, to kind of get on board with this, this is also part of the same story, this new cohesive positivity and tone of the DCEU.
Yep.
Dwayne Johnson releases a statement. Do you have that?
It's on Instagram.
So yeah, on that Instagram.
He has an Instagram post that he puts out, and it's got a nice caption underneath it, and we will work very hard on our LTE to find it for you in the next few minutes, if it doesn't get put up by Zach L. in the booth.
So basically, what The Rock said was just had a great meeting with DC, and what he takes out of it is the extreme positivity, the tonal shifts. He refers specifically to tonal shifts, meaning that, yes, just like we've already seen with Justice League and all this, the tonal shifts, the positivity, and then he's very excited to play the baddest ass villain.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go. Roxy with the words from The Rock himself.
Had a very cool and strategic meeting with the heads of DC about their entire universe. As a hardcore DC fan, to get a real sense of the tonal shifts and developments coming in these future movies has me fired up. Something we as DC fans have all been waiting for a very long time. Hope, optimism, and all capital letters, fun. Even when talking about the most ruthless villain / anti-hero of all time finally coming to life, prepare yourselves, DC Universe. # kneel at his feet. # or get crushed by his boot. # Black Adam.
Yes. There's so much to unpack in that simple Instagram. That's why this guy is great. I mean, I got more information from that Instagram caption. And questions answered, like, is Shazam going to be in the DC universe? Yeah, I think it is. Is he a part of that? Is he definitely still Black Adam and not Shazam? Like, yes.
I want to know, more importantly, though, how did this meeting come about? Was The Rock like, yo, can you call Jeff Johns or whoever over at Warner Brothers and be like, can I come in and have a meeting because I don't know what's going on? Or did Warner Brothers call The Rock and say, yo, can you come in so that we can get you to, like, you get all this positive vibes? What are they meeting about?
I believe that, just like I've been saying, this was all part of a new thing. This is a new, this whole week is, it's not a coincidence is what I'm saying. I'm saying all this news.
So you think they called him and said, come in?
I think they've been working tirelessly for months to straighten this shit show of a ship. And I'm sorry, I'll call it like I see it. You know, it was a ship that got out that they were still constructing while they set it to sail.
Shit show ship.
It was a shit show ship. And I think that a big part of it is, like, yeah, letting the participants, they got The Rock a long time ago, and like, dude, we don't know what we're doing with you yet. Now I think stuff is actually happening. I definitely think we're going to be seeing Black Adam possibly before the Shazam movie.
So this came out right before all the stuff about Green Lantern. Do you think that they told him, here's our plan for Green Lantern, here's what's going on, and that all contributed to the fun, new course, universe?
I think he knows everything that we know about the DCEU, plus a lot more.
Like what?
I think he knows the movies and who's going to be showing up and what and when. You know, yeah, and I think that, of course, you want The Rock, the greatest mouthpiece known to man, to be your mouthpiece.
But also a swerver.
But don't use it until it's time. And he was swerving, because before he's been saying, oh, you might see it sooner than you think. He really couldn't say anything official. Now I think, with the backing of that massive DC logo, now you can use Dwayne Johnson as the mouthpiece that he is, because maybe you have something behind it.
I think before, maybe he couldn't give as much information because he didn't have as much information because the studio wasn't sure what they were going
to
do yet.
They put it to New Line. They made it seem like it was going to be a different tone. Like, I'm telling you, the information was really crappily
I think it was less
out.
Like intentional swerving and more just like, I'll tell you what I know, which is not very much because they haven't figured it out. And now it seems like they've kind of streamlined
it. I'm with you. What is Chat Rolly saying?
Gregory Castillo says, The Rock was like, yo, this Baywatch movie is about to suck, so I need Shazam and you need me, so let's go.
Yes.
That does
probably
look
a combination
like,
of things.
Dude, I gotta tell you, I do not think that Baywatch movie looks good, nor apparently does the Chips movie, and I was kind of looking forward to both. So
I was trying to think about this morning, too, not to stay on Shazam for too long, but
no, hey.
I don't know any other movie where the villain has been announced so many years before, so much longer
before.
And we still have no idea what's going on with Shazam. Like, we're still missing a massive piece. So, of course, there's not that as much hype about the movie. And, of course, he hasn't been able to talk because it's like, there's no Shazam. There's no Shazam to talk about.
I think Shazam is going to be a CGI construct made up of archival imagery of Humphrey Bogart, Spencer Tracy, and Henry Fonda composited into one uber leading man with like a little bit of
named Adam Gertler,
Lou Ferrigno DNA.
Yeah,
and
I think if it's not that, we're all going to be disappointed.
Yeah, seriously.
But anyway, so hopefully more stuff to come. I can't wait to see an actual picture of The Rock in those black tights. That's going to be really cool. But the next DC movie that we're all going to see in just about 5 months now, can you believe is Wonder Woman. And it looks like, so there's a new image that was in a French magazine, and then you had Chris Pine actually dropping some good nuggets. Did you have that quote where Chris Pine actually dropped some serious plot that, you know, so there's a big terrible weapon at the source of this plot, and Chris Pine, I think, finds the plans for it and steals them, and he gets shot down in open air. And then the magazine also alludes to Ares' involvement, being interested in this uber death weapon, and that he's jealous of mortals. And they also allude to Zeus, who is dead, and Zeus was killed by Ares' hand, and Zeus is obviously Diana's
Elena's
father.
Got it for us, I think.
Yeah. Oh, you got the quote there?
Behind these scientific formulas, there's a deadly gas that could well annihilate humanity. And now it turns out that is precisely the goal of Ares, the god of war, who's jealous of humanity, which is a creation of his father, the deceased Zeus, who was killed by Ares when he rebelled against him with the help of the Amazonians. So,
oh my god, I'm so excited.
I thought this was a really great image, too.
Image.
Oh.
And by the way, I've heard enough people say Godot now that I'm going back to Godot.
I
think it's Godot.
It's Gal Gadot.
I've heard Patty Jenkins say it at Comic-Con.
I say it perfectly.
Co-stars. I thought it was Godot, and it sounded very Israeli and cute.
Gal Gadot.
All right.
Gal Gadot.
Okay, but most people don't even put quite that much English on it when they say it on the...
That is how to do it. I've nailed it. I've spent hours in the mirror looking at this. I am the actual expert. I'm the leading expert in the United States
for
Gal Gadot pronunciation.
Okay. I'm from Alabama, so I get a pass. I just go, Gal Gadot.
That's actually, I like that one, too. You can split up the United States, possibly. So, over... Wow, there's a lot of Gadots.
Yeah. What did Chris Pine say?
So that's a strong argument for the opposite, I guess.
No, I told you, leading expert. Sitting at this table.
It seems like overseas there's one pronunciation, and here there's another pronunciation. So, yeah, so Chris Pine's quote on his role.
There's a wrong pronunciation.
There is no wrong one?
Roxy's the right one.
Okay.
Thank you, Zach. Oh, please stay with us forever.
There's no wrong way to talk about Gal.
Unless you're eating a Reese's while you're doing it, it'd probably be hard to do.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only wrong way to eat a Reese's, too. Look at that.
So the question is also, is Danny Houston going to be just like Aries, or we thought, is there going to be some kind of, like, is he going to armor up and become some sort of transformation and become, like, an uber villain at the end? Like, he's like, Danny Houston does not, like, cut a super intimidating physical presence.
I think it has to be the latter.
Yeah.
Right?
What, that he's going to...
That he's going to transform some sort of...
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine, too, because you want that visual. Otherwise, why would you be like, is this dude still?
Yeah.
I just, like, honestly, the only negative to that is, like, it really reminds me of, like, the Doomsday ending.
Mm.
Like, the same thing. Like, all right, giant monster at the end. Like, does it all go to giant monster conflict?
Which, but it's how you build to it.
It's how you build to it. And I'm not saying it can't be done well. I'm just like, oh, but that feels like what Doomsday just was. But listen. What do I know?
I don't know. The recent, like, in the new 52 run of Wonder Woman, which is my favorite.
Okay.
They present Ares as this, like, elderly man, and it's a fascinating take on, like, such a classic character, because Ares is more classic than any DC or Marvel or any comic book character that we have.
Didn't Ares die in the new 52, and it became, like, a kid, right? And, like, wasn't that the baby that Wonder Woman was taking care of?
Not that part, but he did. No. He did die because Wonder Woman has taken, like, at least at that point, took over.
She was God of War.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
the God of War. But I just like the idea of the God of War presenting himself as a weak and feeble human, and then being powerful even within that body.
Yeah.
So if we get, like, the monster version of him younger, maybe in a Wonder Woman backstory, we could get the, like, quote unquote modern day being World War I version of him being an older man.
And just, like, that's how he is. Well, interesting. Charo, what do you think? It's interesting because it's hard for a movie of this caliber to avoid that. All right, it's the third act. We got to up the stakes and get you some spectacle. So I'm going to disagree with you, but I like where your head's at. As always, Zach L. has the best concepts and ideas and, like, you know, plot points. And we're losing him. We saw a little bit of that Justice League image that was up there on Jimmy Kimmel, and that was a nice, pretty picture to look at for sure. Seeing the whole league up there. Still keeping the Superman under wraps. Ladies, what are your thoughts on this new Justice League image that we saw?
I mean, you can't throw, just about the Superman part, you can't throw him in, you can't leave him out.
It's I know.
Everybody knows what's happening here.
It's kind of, it's weird.
It was a cool image, but Jimmy joked about it. It is interesting how much bigger Batman is than everybody, like, to me, he's just huge in this picture.
Bigger than Cyborg. I would have expected Cyborg to be bulkier, but...
The only thing is...
But it makes sense to make him keep him a little bit sleeker, I guess. He's like a, you know, he's more like an iPhone, and, like, the old school Cyborg is more like your big, you know.
You think Batman's a droid?
Batman's definitely a droid.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, he's a big
Doesn't
droid.
Doesn't it kind Palm of look like even. It would be just what was designed for the background of the action figures, though? Like, for the box?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It just kind of looks like it's
that little hanger thing, which is also what we saw Deathstroke on. It's like the background that they use for everything.
It just looks like it's like, this is what we made for the toy box, but we'll release it.
They do look like good toys. Honestly, I can't wait for that fully posable Flash figure because he's got all that lean, their shoulders. I don't know. I like the Flash costume. It reminds me a little bit of, like, Dark Knight Returns Flash. Like, and
Wouldn't it be awesome if the Batman action figure is, like, significantly larger than all of the other ones, too, though?
Yeah, that'd be very weird. Affleck insists on it.
think you would.
You know what's interesting, though, is, like, I heard somebody's theory that, like, the dust bouncing off the coffin at the end of BVS, spoiler, Superman dies, was like a boom tube kind of situation. And I always saw it as, like, mirroring the Man of Steel, like, when the earth moves around when he's about to fly kind of thing. So do you have any theories or opinions about how they're going to bring back Superman in Justice League?
What do you mean by boom tube?
Well, like, the boom tubes are used, you know, for, like, Apocalypse and you know, in Darkseid world, like, for, like kind of, you know, instantaneous travel, like, time travel and, like, distance travel. Like, a boom tube opens up and, like, you pass through it. And I know that the boom tubes are now become, like, big part of Cyborg's origin.
But what do you mean by that situation? You mean that's how we're going to get him back?
Or so that this theory that I heard on, you know, one of these shows that we all nerd out on was that, like, there was a boom tube opening and maybe somebody was grabbing Superman's body, pulling it out of there, taking somewhere else, which to me sounds a little bit too much like what you just did
with
Zod. With Zod, with, like, you know, reanimating Zod, and, like, are we really going to get, like, an enemy Superman? Like, I don't want an enemy Superman again. Like, we just did that. Yeah. Like, no more bummer Superman for a while.
But I do want a different kind of Superman. I don't want him to just come back and be all Superman-y Superman again.
No, that's why I say I want him to be Spock in Star Trek, end of 3, beginning of 4.
Yeah.
Like, where he's, like, just kind of getting back into it, but wearing a different outfit and looking weird and, like, becoming
the awesome Superman. Because you don't want to go to the dark side with him for a little bit.
No, enough! Enough with the dark! Even though that's what they portended, possibly, in BVS, it's all him. Like, if we get Superman as... I mean, listen, there's a good argument to say that that's what we're going to do, because that was, like, what the visions in BVS were foretelling. But I think it's a mistake. I gotta say, I personally think it's a mistake, because we already have seen enough bummer Superman. Now to make him the enemy, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, the chat's got a lot to say about this.
What does the chat have to say about
Hugh Hoyland says, in Justice League, Superman should have the black costume, the longer hair.
Definitely.
Which I think we agree with.
That's like what I'm saying about the robes of Spock.
Yeah, Canucks fan says, Darkseid could easily have spies on Earth. So maybe that would have to do with how... everything happens with Superman, and, like, maybe he turns bad. I don't know. Just an interesting thought.
Or they want to bring him back or something.
Yeah. A lot of people are talking about the spy theory. Kal-El fan, yeah, having an evil Superman is the first Justice League is not good. In the first Justice League is not good, which I agree with.
And maybe they were going there.
Emo Superman, not evil Superman. Yeah. Like, just, like, you know, MySpace amount. We don't need to go full evil here.
But... Matthew says Superman versus Wonder Woman in Justice League. Mm. I don't think it's going to happen.
Although I will say this. I mean, there's going to be big, big enemies, right? We know Steppenwolf. Some people think Darkseid as well. If Superman is, like, say, on the side with Steppenwolf, and it's going against the Justice League, Justice League gonna need some Green Lanterns to help them with that situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would be... I'd be like... Because, like... All right, well... So, you go... One idea is, like, all right, third act, Superman shows up, saves the Justice League. But then, why do you bring in Green Lanterns? Or maybe... Maybe Green Lanterns found Superman? I don't know. But, like, if they're on opposite sides, like... Because Green Lantern packs a lot of power.
Yeah.
That's... And the core, especially if you have the core. Especially if you have the cavalry come in at the end, like,
which they have access to. As a closing thought, the hashtag mullet for Superman is now trending. So.
Listen, we all want the mullet. Let's just be quiet and hope we get the mullet. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody that doesn't want that mullet.
Mullet for Superman. Yep. Hashtag.
What do you, Elena, what's your feeling on the mullet for Superman? Like,
I mean, again, Roll Tide. I'm all about the mullet for everybody.
Better than
I'm
the, like, slicky back, extra slicky. Give me the mullet.
I want an emoed out Garth Brooks Superman. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I want Taking Back Sunday mixed with Alabama, and that's what we get.
And listen, as promised, we're making the whole rounds. It's a new year. We even have some Aquaman news, and we have Zach. Real quick, before we head on to our next segment, Momoa was super complimentary of Zack Snyder, and he says, look, he's a genius.
Use the word. Straight up said it. He is a genius.
And you don't fight with Jason Momoa. He can tomahawk like a champ.
Exactly. So...
didn't have much to say about James Wan yet, though.
Yeah, because they haven't worked together yet. He said they're going to start making this in 4 to 5 months. Here's a little thing we'll talk about next week. 2018 doesn't seem very crowded for DC movies right now. Are we going to get any more than Aquaman?
Are you directing the Batman?
I'm not.
Are you?
Here's my prediction right now. I think
is it coming in 2018?
Are you the Batman?
When's it coming? What month in 2018?
They might try to slide that Harley Quinn movie in there.
That's what you
because they can do it faster.
I'd be into that.
Because Flash is now.
I don't want to wait for that movie.
Flash is not happening. I couldn't imagine Flash in 2018 at this point. Mm-hmm. But I'm also on the camp of don't rush anything. But what do you guys think? What does 2018 look like for that? In that,
I think they probably were trying to put the Batman in there.
And Flash.
And I think that it wasn't working. And now I do think that
originally Flash and Aquaman were both slated for 2018. Right, and now it looks like Aquaman toward the end of it. But yes, that's
Gotham all. City Sirens could be a good good placement there.
I think so.
I think that's what's going to happen.
What season you think?
What season
for the movie? Like, what month are we thinking? When do you think that would do well?
Summer.
You think it's summer?
I'm thinking, yeah. Like,
well, when is Aquaman supposed to happen? Is that November?
Because that's in the winter, right? Like November, right?
I would think so.
So I'm thinking that they're probably going to go for May.
If you can get it going,
if it goes into production
in the next couple of months,
I can see them pushing. I mean, that's a fast.
You guys tell me in the chat because the internet is not great. When is Aquaman coming?
All right, well, we don't have much time. We have to move on to our last segment and then burn through a lot of things very quickly there.
Oh, my God. Have I been delaying TV time?
Oh, my God.
It's time for...
Is that me? Did I do that?
Yeah, I think you did.
It's a really
I was
sad
trying
day.
To segue.
Sad day. She thinks that the fashion is fine. DC movie news. It's time to talk. In July.
TV time.
TV time.
Yeah.
Take it away, Rock Destroyer. We have to do an abbreviated version.
So here's the deal. All of our shows are coming back. All four DC TV shows have been renewed. That's awesome. Thanks. That's big news for us this week. We can talk more about it next week, how we feel on that. But that talks about Legends, Supergirl, Flash, and Arrow. They're all coming back. We get more of them. That's great. So that means it's working.
My favorite piece of DC TV news is we can't get rid of that Matt Ryan.
You just can't get rid of Constantine, baby. But he is going to CW Seed, which is interesting. It's what they did with Vixen, except they did the opposite. They took Vixen, put her on CW Seed, moved her to CW. They're taking Constantine, taking him from TV, moving him to the interweb.
Just a placeholder until we get that Constantine series. And what I would love to see, and I would love to see more networks do this, give us an 8-part Constantine, like, mid-season show.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Constantine.
Just, like, give us, like, an 8-episode season. Like, you don't have to give us 23. Like, you know, Matt Ryan obviously loves playing this role, and I definitely think we're going to see him live action again. I don't think he's coming back just to do 6 Seed episodes or whatever.
Yeah, yep. Superman, although he may not be returning to the movies because he died, he is definitely returning to the CW. None of us were doubting it. Everybody knew when we saw Superman that he would be coming back.
I thought it was that he wasn't coming back.
Yeah, they said that they're not going to do a spinoff.
Yeah, he's saying that they're not doing a spinoff.
But they don't. He hasn't been offered to come back.
He's 100% coming back. He's coming back.
I guess maybe
that's just my opinion based on what he said, that there's no set time or something, which made me think he's coming back. They just haven't scheduled it.
Well, what I had heard was that they requested more Superman on TV, and Warner Brothers actually said, not right now.
Really?
That's what I had heard. Oh. Yeah. So I can't quote a source, but if that was the case, I was going to say I'm a fan of it.
Because, if it's not coming back.
Yeah. I don't think you need it, and I don't want it. I want it in the movies, and I want to keep it special.
I had read that he was coming back. They hadn't had a...
He had no plan to do a separate series. Right. There are no plans at the moment for him to return to Supergirl. If they wish to have him return, we'd love to have him.
Yeah. Oh, we'd love to have him.
Yeah. But they knew this.
If they wish, as in if his people wish.
Yes.
Yes.
So you think that there's a chance that his people wouldn't wish to have him return?
It's not his people. It's Warner Brothers, I think.
If his people are saying that his people... The CW president, Mark Pedowitz, is the one who is saying this. So he's saying
Warner Brothers is saying.
Yes, they're saying.
No. CW president is not Warner Brothers.
No.
CW wants him back.
Well, I mean, the studio is saying it. It's not his people that are saying it. They're saying if they want him back, we'd love to have him do it.
Yes, but
he's saying Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers, the studio, is being very... They're doling out Superman on TV very carefully. They're concerned about the movie side of things. That's why they don't want to overexpose
him. Guys, I messed up TV time for all.
It's okay.
I can't even answer the question yet because at this time there are no plans to do it and there have been no discussions about it.
Okay. Guys, I just took my own thoughts and I gave them to you guys as news. I retire my DC TV time.
No. I think you're right.
I mean, he's 100% coming back, but I thought they were saying as long as he will do it, but they're saying as long as Warner Brothers will give it to them.
Listen.
I think either way, everyone's on board.
I
think it's going to happen, I believe.
But this is good news.
Yeah, let's leave on a positive note.
The Flash as if we don't love it enough. It did something great. People had speculated that this was why Prison Break was returning, but it was an actual conversation that they had while filming The Flash that Dominic Purcell and Wentworth Miller were talking about that made, that spun Prison Break to come back. So that was really cool that they confirmed that.
That was great.
Yeah, I loved that.
Everything about The Flash is amazing.
Robbie Amell.
Robbie Amell is coming back to The Flash this season.
Love him. Don't know how that's going to work.
Well, with all the, that's the great thing. With all the different Earths we have, with all the different Earths on The Flash, anybody can come back and it doesn't need to be tied to anything long term.
Yeah, but is he coming back as him? Is he coming back from a different Earth? What is he?
Well,
I love him, but
that remains to be seen. Yeah. I mean, I hope it's not another Earth because I feel like they keep going to that they keep going to that well a little too easily.
We don't want it to become a trope.
And we didn't talk about the Justice League Dark sneak peek, but we...
there is a sneak peek. Check it out. It's 1 minute long. It looks awesome. How about that Jason O'Mara getting to be a badass on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and getting to be Batman? I had no idea that guy looked as badass. Zach L., I know you're a fan of that.
I mean, look, I have no problem with people double dipping.
Neither do I. And like,
he's fun as the Patriot, so like, let him be Batman and the Patriot.
Yeah, I had no idea that he looked exactly as his voice sounded, like a big square person.
Yeah,
big square person.
Yeah,
he looks like a Lego version of himself.
He looks like a freaking Lego version of himself. If you look at the Lego version, it looks more anatomically correct than the actual version of him.
Look, it's all better than Terra Nova.
Was he on Terra Nova?
Yeah, he was the lead on Terra Nova.
Oh, I've forgotten about Terra
Nova.
And
so was, what's his face on that show, right?
I don't know.
White hair guy that everyone wants to be Cable.
Oh,
Justin...
No.
Steve Lang?
Steve Lang. Yeah, he was on Terra Nova, too.
Sure. I blocked most of that.
Yeah, he was. Like, he was playing the same role he was in Avatar. That's our show for this week. Thank you so much. Thank you, Elena Jordan. Where can people find you online?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. And you can also find me doing some sci-fi stuff on therelativitypodcast.com.
That's excellent.
I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me at Roxy Stryer, where apparently I just make up all the news that I give to you guys, and that's how it works.
Just like so many pretty girls have done before you. I'm Adam Gertler. You can find me online, Instagram, Twitter, all that, at Adam Gertler, feeding Foo Fighters, feeding Regis Philbin, and talking about movies on FX on Friday nights.
That's so badass.
We have some cool stuff going on. Oh, I found out I might get to interview some people for a super exciting movie that opens in March that is not official yet, but I'm really excited to potentially interview this cast.
Good little tease.
Thank you. All right, we'll see you next time.
Hey, guys. It's been great.
Zach L. is going to say goodbye. Zach L.
Yeah, it's been great working with you guys on this show and running the booth side of it for all these months, and like it's been like a year. I'm gonna miss you guys, but you can find me on Twitter, Instagram at Zach Wilson, and you'll also be able to find me over starting now on I'll be behind the scenes over on Geek and Sundry.
And he did something really cool too. He released a comic book.
I wrote a comic book called Kid Cop. It's available on Comixology. Literally as cheap as they would let us make it, if we wanted to just have people read it. But yeah, it's just, if you just search for Kid Cop or go to my Twitter, you can find the link there.
That doesn't surprise me that you're writing a comic, because you definitely have a good head for story.
It's very violent. I'll say that.
Aww, well, with a name like Kid Cop,
It's about a little kid who both of his parents got killed, so he became a cop. Sounds familiar, right?
Yeah, that happens. Yeah, I've heard that Lotsy, that trope used before. All right, guys, we'll see you next time. Hopefully, there'll be even more news to talk about.
Woo-hoo! Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.
I promise you. The dawn is coming.